Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads. And this week, we're doing something a little different. We're going to step away from the usual advice and dive into the art of storytelling. We're going to explore the adventure of New York. That's right. I got a New York story that I want to share. Let's get into it. This story is going to be about persistence. We all have stories to tell, stories of triumph, of heartbreak, or even unexpected twists and turns, stories that shape who we are and how we see the world. Today's episode is not about fictional tales or fairy tales. It's about the raw, real, and relevant stories of our lives. So we're going to get real and raw about the messy, beautiful, and unpredictable nature of life's adventures in New York and explore how to embrace, you know, the narrative that's unfolding around us with great ease and being calm, cool, and collected. Today, I want to share a story from my own journey, a moment that taught me a valuable lesson about embracing the unexpected. Let's talk about it. So this story is a few years back, I would say, almost like five to six years ago. It started with, so this story, I was actually going to a job interview. It was for a really great position. I can't say the company name of it. I actually had to sign an NDA to go to the actual interview. When you get in there, you have to sign an NDA before you can even interview and talk about the company. But it was a really huge position for me, especially in my career. So it was something great. But one of the things is I had a whole unexpected detour trying to get to the interview. So I always go early. I always prep myself so I could just be early, way ahead. But for some reason, getting there, I got lost in, you know, New York. So you're using the transit system in Manhattan. This is in Manhattan, New York, near Madison Avenue. Oop, I probably said too much. But this was that time right across from Madison Park. But it's like a circle. So I was getting confused and I had my little Google Maps and it's telling me the building is right there. But somehow I can't find the building. So I spent about over 30, I would say 45 minutes walking in a circle. And it's just so hard because, okay, here's another clue. It's the Flatiron District. So these buildings are flat and they're like right by each other. And also this company had two buildings. So that's where the confusion came into play. But I was interviewing in one building on the other side. So the buildings are like in a circle across from each other. So I just gave up. I was feeling hopeless and I was getting close to the interview time and I was so bummed out. Because I was so confident, I was early, I was sitting at the park watching people walk by, and just seeing their whole vibes. And then I'm like, okay, it's almost time to go. And I'm thinking I'm in the right spot, but I wasn't. And I'm usually way more prepared than that. And interviews are very smooth. It's a smooth process. You know, I'm thinking about what I'm going to say, things of that nature. Well, after getting lost for so long, there was a FedEx store I decided to stop in. And I'm like, I keep going in a circle. I have a job interview. It's getting close to the 5-minute mark. I can't believe I've been walking in a circle for almost 35 to 40 minutes. And I'm like freaking out at this point. So the guy tells me, he's like, yeah, that building is right there on the corner. It's like right there on the right hand side. Just walk one little two steps over. It's on the right hand side. So I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I've been walking in a circle. This is crazy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm like trying to rush there. And also, I don't be wearing like the shoes. It was like not appropriate. I like to wear my pumps. So I was wearing my pumps, my little gray suit, and I'm trying to like get there really quickly. So I get there, you know, just in time. just in time, which I thought, because it wasn't right on the time for the interview. It was like 2 minutes until the interview starts. So I get up there, and then you have to go through security. They have to badge you in. They have to give you a sticker, and then you have to get this key card for the elevator, because everyone has to have like appropriate key cards to even go upstairs in the building. So I do that, and then when you get in, the company that I was interviewing for, they have their security, and they're like, yeah, go ahead and have a seat over there. Okay, now we need you to sign. Like, it was a digital NDA. I never seen nothing like that. It's like when you go to the store and you're signing your signature for your debit card if you're using a bank card. It was like that. I was like on those little square things, and I signed an NDA before they can even give me any information. And then after I do that, it's like, oh, they're starting it. It was a group interview first. So they're like, no, they're actually going to start the group interview, but you could reschedule your interview. And I was like so floored. I was like, okay, thank you. I was really just floored. Like, after my carefully planned itinerary just crumble. I'm so thorough. I'm so planned out. And I was so bummed out. So I just went and just started to walk towards the train station, because the train station was literally right by the building, which made me want to cry. I'm like, how could I be early and be late? This is so freaking crazy. So there I was standing in the middle of a crowded train station and just thinking like, what's next? Because I know I'm supposed to be sitting in an interview for like my dream job. And I've been so focused on sticking to the plan and having things planned out. And I didn't consider the possibility that things could go wrong, because I was right where I needed to be, which was so crazy. And boy, did it go wrong. So I was just like panicking with like a wave of frustration and just being annoyed. And then something shifted. I took a deep breath, looked around, and realized that this was an adventure. This was the most unique interview day I was having. So this was the moment where I just decided to let the day's adventure unfold. So I'm on Madison Avenue. I decided to go back out. I sat in the park. I like, you know, did my little thing. And then it was time for, it was close to the lunch hour. I was interviewing around the lunch hours, like 1 or 2. It's just crazy how I still remember this. So I decided to go to this building, Eataly. It was right there. Oh, I'm giving out too much information. So Eataly, I went to Eataly, and it's so hard to get reservations in there. And I was able to go in there, party of one, and they were able to seat me. So I had lunch rooftop at Eataly. It was so nice, and I just enjoyed myself and calmed down and had some lunch, and I'm sure I had a mocktail. I don't think I was drinking in the afternoon. Mocktail, non-alcoholic beverage, enjoyed the scenery, took some selfies, and just enjoy my day. So I ditched the plan of getting out of interview mode and just embrace where the day took me and enjoy myself and just following the unexpected, incredible day. I had an amazing time and just connected with the people since I was alone, and I just discovered different hidden gems in the area and experienced moments that I would have completely missed if I would have stayed bummed out by not being able to get into that interview. So it wasn't perfect, it wasn't easy, but it was real, and it taught me that life's best adventures are often happening when you let go of control and embrace the unexpected. So let's talk about what happened when I went to the next interview, which was a week later. I was able to reschedule it. HR was super gracious, and they were just like, yeah, we just started a little earlier. No worries. So they were able to graciously reschedule the interview for me, which I was so happy and so thankful for. And I ended up getting the position. I interviewed very well. I accepted the offer letter, and I was starting a month out. So that was very exciting. And it just showed me persistence. The city is tough itself, but to be able to get through that process, that interviewing process, because they're interviewing the best of the best, the brightest and the most talented. So I was excited for the opportunity to work for that company, and it went very well. This was right before the pandemic happened. I had the most incredible experience working with the people, the environment, the culture. It was a phenomenal experience. So I was thankful that I didn't have this negative outlook, and that I was like, okay, I'm going to interview and I'm going to take all of this and use this as my ammo. And I did very well. And I just shook it off. I didn't get to the interview in time, but they were able to graciously give me another interview, and I did very well with the company. And the pandemic happened. We always had our like laptop computers. They gave us laptop computers to work from home remote for 2 weeks because the pandemic had happened. It literally, COVID just happened. And then 2 weeks turned into, yes, the office is closing and you guys are going to be permanently remote. And then from there, that just started my remote career. So I've been working remote from since then, since 2020. So this was a while back, but it was just a great experience. And they say, like, they started us off saying like, oh, you're gonna meet your best friend here at work. And I'm like, never. I don't do work friends. No offense, but I ended up connecting with this group. We all were super, super close, and we all had lunch together. We did everything together. One thing about this company is we all had lunch hour at the same time. So we all went out and came back at the same time, 1 hour in the day. So it was like everybody's shutting down and we're all out just like having a blast in Manhattan. And if you think like Friends, the TV show, we were like that in an office setting. And it was like, I think 7 of us, and we were just a little squad, and we were so tight and so close, and it was so genuine and so authentic. And believe it or not, 2 of my coworkers actually ended up getting married. So we had a wedding from this. I'm telling too much information, but yeah, it was just such an incredible experience at that time going through the process, and it's super competitive. But one thing I can share from this story and this moment, because I was so annoyed that I didn't get that interview, you have to go with the flow of life. I know I talk about so many things in the podcast and having an open mind and being positive. That is real. I live that. So if I was negative and I stayed in my feelings about the interview, that wouldn't have happened. And if you think this story is interesting, once we were like starting that first week, they had like these mixers before the job start. You're able to go there and mix and just meet your coworkers who you're starting with. And oh my goodness, I thought that commute situation, that interviewing story was something else for me. But as we're there, one of my coworkers, they commute all the way from Pennsylvania to Manhattan. That's how bad they wanted to work there at this prestigious company. So I'm very thankful for that opportunity. I learned some incredible things about myself and just polishing my skill set overall just by being present and working at this company with like-minded, successful people, and just having that heart and, you know, being gritty in the city. So that's my story. That was a pivotal moment that defined my journey, because we all want our dream job and we all want things to be perfect and go a certain way. And I felt like it was there and it was slipping away. And instead of being frustrated, instead of being upset, instead of being disappointed, I just decided to embrace the adventure of the day. And it was worth it because the outcome, the end game, was such an incredible journey. So we all have stories within us. These moments shape us, they challenge us, and ultimately they made us who we are. So I encourage you to reflect on your own life story. What are the pivotal moments that have defined your journey, and what lessons have you learned along the way? I've learned to be patient, to trust the process, to go with the flow, and use those setbacks as opportunities, especially in New York, dealing with transit. But this wasn't even a transit issue. This was more like a me issue. So remember, your life is an adventure. Embrace the unexpected, learn from your experiences, and write your story with courage, authenticity, and a sense of wonder. I hope you enjoyed story time with me today. I just wanted to switch it up. I know we're always so serious talking about ways to enhance our lives, but from today's message, I want you to understand you have to embrace the moment, go with the twists and turns, and use those setbacks as opportunities for growth. That's my personal story. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, your story matters. Embrace your adventure and live a life that is truly your own. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.